We don't march and protest because we like to march and protest. All we want to do is be free.
Sean King.
From our Radio 103.9 studios in New York, Sean King. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to talk with you. I want to get right to it. I want to make one clear, strong point for us this morning, and it might surprise you. It's important that we get our language right with what I'm about to say, because I hear a lot of us saying it wrong. We mean well, but we're off. Our criminal justice system is not broken. No, it's not broken. It's functioning just the way it was designed and intended and financed to function. When we say the criminal justice system in this country is broken, it suggests that it's a well-designed, well-orchestrated, well-meaning system that has developed some flaws along the way, but that's not what we have. Our criminal justice system, from our laws to policing in America to the system of mass incarceration that now has 2.3 million people in prison and millions more under supervision, is a fundamentally oppressive, white supremacist system designed to destroy our communities. It's not broken. It's firing on all cylinders. It's not broken. It's operating like a well-oiled machine. It's not broken, not at all. America's police departments, America's courts, America's jails and prisons work the way they work on purpose. And we must stop saying the system is broken, because that suggests we just need to tinker with it a little bit. When we say the criminal justice system is simply broken, we're suggesting that it just needs some quick fixes and basic reforms, and that's not really what we're up against. Let me give us some numbers. Last year, at least 102 fully unarmed black men and women and children were killed by police in this country. To give that number some context, we would have to go all the way back to 1902 to find a single year in America where that many black folk were lynched. That means last year, more unarmed black folk were killed by police in this country than were lynched in any single year for the past 104 years. We don't get to that point on accident. Right now, more African Americans are in jail, prison, or on some type of supervised probation than we had enslaved during the height of slavery in this country. The United States, in spite of having just about 5% of the world's population, has nearly 25% of the world's prisoners. This is not an accident. Not only do we have far more prisoners than any other country in the world, we also have the highest percentage of our people in prison of any country in the world. And that includes countries like Russia, China, Iran, and Saudi Arabia that we like to make out to be repressive regimes, but in a lot of ways, and this is hard to accept, our country is often a repressive regime. And in fact, and this is shocking for me to say, but it's true, black folk in America are the most heavily policed, heavily incarcerated people, not just in the world today, but listen, in the history of the world. Let me repeat that. With the exception of a few wars, you will never find more people in jail and prison in the history of the entire world than we have with black folk in America right now. That's staggering. More black men and women are currently incarcerated in this country by total number and percentages than were locked up in apartheid South Africa. Now, I'm 37 years old, and for any listeners who are about my age or younger, this is the only America we know, but it has not always been this way. From 1865 until 1975, we steadily had about 200,000 people in jails and prison in this country. But during the Nixon administration, it was decided in powerful, painful ways to criminalize blackness itself. And in our lifetime, because of what Michelle Alexander calls the new Jim Crow, our prison population has exploded by over 1,000%. Listen, I know we've talked about it on the show. If you have not yet seen 13th, which is the new Netflix documentary on criminal justice by Ava DuVernay, you need to do that right away. Mm-hmm. It's far and away the most important, informative, enlightening 2 hours you'll spend watching a screen this week. In it, a powerful group of scholars and leaders and activists repeatedly make this same point I'm making right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our justice system is not an accident. It's not broken. It was built this way on purpose. I'll close with this thought. When it comes to criminal justice, mass incarceration, and police brutality, our organization has to match our outrage. We are being outspent and out-organized by the forces behind this system, but I sense, and this is the good news, that the tide is turning. What we're up against is serious, but every problem we've ever faced down in this country, when we unify and organize, we win. We've done it before. We can do it again. Thank y'all.
Mm. Sean, I saw your article today in the New York Daily News talking about Mr. Crutcher and the PCP that was found in his system. And the headline says, the irrational demand for black victims of police violence to be perfect.
Yeah, man. You know, a lot of people, when they found out that Terrence Crutcher had drugs in his system, immediately used that to justify that he was shot. But the brother was unarmed, with his hands up, and submissive. If anything, the fact that they found drugs in his system means he needed more compassion. The brother needed treatment. He needed medical intervention. He was, from all indications, no harm to anybody. But what we see all the time is anytime we have a victim of police brutality or racial violence, they try to find a small imperfection to justify something outrageous.
Every time. Every time.
Every time, man.
Every time. Sean King, my man. Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thank you all. Take care.
We'll have his commentary up on blackamericaweb.com for you to read coming up in a few minutes.